Our Lady, Refuge of Sinners, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have the reading from the book of the prophet Jonah, and Jonah mentioned in the Gospel, because the story of Jonah, especially in the book of Jonah, is really a story of repentance, which, of course, Lent is all about repentance, that we are every day in need of repentance. Every day we should be turning away from that which takes us away from God, sin, those things that are not in proper order, and turning back to God. You know, they say that sin is a turning away from God, the Creator, towards the creature, and that repentance is turning away from the creature back to God, or whatever that thing that it's a creature, it could be something, some person, whatever it is that has become your God, you might say. You've made some kind of idol out of something else, and you've given your allegiance to that instead of to God. And we all know that every day we're in need of some repentance. We all have to, because of the condition of being in the state of fallen nature, there's a need of constant conversion, repentance, renewing every day our resolve to follow Christ, to be faithful to God. Every day is a day to renew our baptismal promises of allegiance to God and rejection of the devil and his work. So really, Lent is about repentance, and God gives us this season to once again focus on that. You know, what is it that we have put in the place of God, or what are we serving more faithfully, you might say, than maybe the God who created us? And we need to get our souls in proper order again. In the book of Jonah, you know, this story is one that amazes, it amazed the people of the day, of the time of our Lord, and because here are these pagan people, the Ninevites, which is part of, I believe, of Syria. And these are their enemies of the Israelites. And here God sends Jonah, the prophet, to go and preach to them. Didn't send them to the Israelites, send them to the Ninevites, because God was even concerned about their welfare. And Jonah goes and begins to preach. And it's interesting that it says that when he began to preach, it says here that Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. Now, may he said maybe more than just that, but the gist of it was that if they don't repent of their evil ways, they will be destroyed. And it says, when the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast. Didn't say when they believed Jonah. It's that they made a supernatural act of faith. They heard Jonah preaching and they said, this is not just the talk. This is not just a man telling us this. This is coming from God. They made an act of faith, a supernatural act of faith, that God didn't, you know, keep that to just the Israelites, that even pagans in the time of Jonah could be given the grace to make a supernatural act of faith, to say, hey, this is not coming from man, but coming from God. They believed that God was speaking through Jonah, and they knew they needed to turn away from what they were doing. And they, as a whole community, as a whole city, from the king on down to the animals, did penance as a sign of showing that they really were sorry for what they had done and needed to please God. And then our Lord uses this in his preaching to the Pharisees and to the people of his day as a sign of condemning them, before they are hearing someone greater than Jonah, the Son of God himself, and they are being so slow and sluggish to believe that they are hearing Christ, the Son of God, and they're not willing to see beyond the physical appearance and say, you know, there's more to it than just a man speaking to us here. This is God. Some did, many did, but those who were really of the you might say, the movers and shakers of society, of Hebrew society, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and others, the priests, were slow and refused to see God speaking to them through Christ. And we can look at it today, you know. It takes the same kind of supernatural act of faith. When we hear the teaching of the church about the moral code, about how we're to live our lives, that, you know, whether it be from the immorality of same-sex marriage and that we shouldn't be, you know, even tinkering with the idea of making something acceptable in society, or the evils of abortion, or whatever it may be. Whatever it may be, that if we look at that and we hear it, do we see that it is God speaking to us through that? That takes the same act of faith to recognize in the church God's representative, and that this is not just the teaching of someone or some group of men, but this is really the teaching and the word of God being manifested to us in our day. So we need to always, you know, in this, and many people today, many Catholics, thumb their nose at the teaching of the church and don't even make a realize who it is they're turning their back on. It's not the Pope they are rejecting. It's not the bishops that they're rejecting. It's Christ they're rejecting or accepting when they accept or reject the teaching of the church, especially those having to do with the moral life of the church. Those couples who turn their back on the teaching of the church on Humanae Vitae, back in the 60s and even since then, they aren't turning their back on Pope Paul VI or on the bishops of whoever. They're turning their back on Christ, and they are following the ways of evil. And this is where we are seeing the fruits of that rejection of God in our society today. Look at when the Ninevites realized that God was telling them that they're doing wrong, they made a sincere act of repentance, and God blessed them. He spared them of the evil that he had intended. What happens when we, as a group or as a society, or from individuals to a whole nation or whatever, turn our back on God? Are we expecting then God's going to get, you know, just ignore it? No, we are going to reap the fruits of that, and he's going to punish us in whatever way he does, whether it brings economic problems or enemies at our gate or terrorism, whatever. It's not that God, you know, manifests that. It's because he says, okay, you want to choose your evil ways? Now you get to share in the fruits of that evil ways. And the wages of sin is death. And for the Ninevites, they understood. And they are ashamed, you might say. Our Lord is saying, they're going to come and condemn you because you had a greater one than Christ here in your midst, and you refused to believe. They're going to be there on Judgment Day laughing at you because you had much more to more graces than them, and they responded. And even today, the Ninevites are going to laugh at modern man, at the modern Catholic of the 21st century who rejects the teaching of the church. They may be there on Judgment Day laughing at them and condemning them because we too have a greater one. We have the church, the mystical body of Christ in our midst today, teaching and trying to lead us with charity and mercy to the ways of God on how to be happy. And we too will be put to shame on Judgment Day if we don't wake up and see the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.